1950, I was at 5 years.
Bernard Burke was the president, S. Bernard Burke. Then I got involved in litigation.
I've been in court all my life.
Excuse me, is he still alive?
Oh, yes, Bernard, yes.
Okay.
Has always thought very highly of me.
What kind of...
Even though we went to court together, he's always...
What kind of litigation?
I signed a restrictive covenant. And every year my contract came up, I would ask for more money, and he would say, no contract, no work. I'm like John L. Lewis. And you're not going to work within 75 miles of Akron. So I went to a lawyer and I said, this restricted covenant is like, this is a thing of depriving the public of what they can listen to and what they cannot listen to. Actually, that's what we had boiled down to in our case, in our answer. Because I went across, to test it, I went across the street to a rival station. They had an injunction the next morning in court. I was in court the next morning. I did one night on the air and I was in court the next morning. Injunction was granted temporary and then we went to trial. And, of course, Akron being one newspaper town and the Beacon Journal owning 49% of WAKR, the judge sat up there and could not make a move. There's nothing he could do. He's not going to be the judge again, that's all. So John Knight got involved and the whole thing. And
John who?
John Knight, who's the president of the Knight newspapers, you know, the Beacon Journal. And some words were passed, some messages were given. So when he handed down his trial, lasted about 3 weeks. It was a very highly publicized trial in all the trade papers plus newspapers. And whether a man in my particular business that anyone can say you cannot be on the radio or on television in any given area because you asked for money and did not get it, and what relief do you have? And if in so doing, you know, in looking at other cases, you must pay. We even brought a fellow in from CBS in New York, who's from the legal department. That when they make any artist sign an artist contract, then in the restrictive covenant must also be written that if you're off the air for a period of time, you must be paid. So he brought this up, and the judge is not listening to anything. In his,
decision.
His opinion, I was the same as the Welcome Wagon, famous Welcome Wagon case in 1928, whereby somebody went out and started their own Welcome Wagon service. We tried to prove that we're not peddling pots and pans from a cart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is an entirely different thing.
What was the
they proved unique
disposition of a lawsuit?
Well, then we went to the appellate division. And it was, I think, 3-1 to uphold. And we went to the Supreme Court. That took like a year later. But I was back. In the meantime, I had gotten on television through the publicity. A fellow in Cleveland called me and said, is there anything in your contract? Bring your contract up. Is there anything that says anything about television? I said, no. Let's bring it up. Let our lawyers look at it. If you're that hot a guy, we'd like to have you.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Snyder was his name. WXEL-TV. So in the meantime, I went on, and they went to court to seek a further injunction. Further relief because of the television claiming that both broadcasting media transmitted the same way through the air. And the judge said, I can't keep him from walking out on the stage. How far can I read in this contract? So he refused to grant them any injunction as far as TV is concerned. He could not go back on radio for a year. In the meantime, I got the television job, which kept body and soul together, and I did quite well with it. But and then we went to the Supreme Court, and they slept through the whole thing, and nothing happened. So we lost in all three divisions.
But in the meantime, you were on television.
I was on TV, and it was a great break for me because I had an extremely popular television show.
How long were you there?
1950 to 1950, the latter part of 54.
Mm-hmm. And
when I went back on radio. I did both radio and television. I freelanced. I did a TV thing in the afternoon and a radio show at night.
And you leave there happily?
Oh, yes. I left there with the offer in New York. You mean from Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, from Cleveland. You went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go in New York?
WIMS. September 1954.